Greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadi karup. Guten tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation, in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. As we move day by day closer to a vegan world, yes, it could happen. Things that you never think will change do change, right? The Berlin Wall came tumbling down, and oh, now for the first time that I can recall, it's a world without Fidel Castro, who retired this past week as apparently part of Dictators Week celebrations. As you know, this past Monday in the United States, we celebrated Dictators Day, formerly known as President's Day. Castro said the only regret that he had was he didn't host the first vegan radio talk show. And, you know, I don't just say all of this because...
I know, you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Well, you recall that part, right? You've been hearing that for over 7 years. And actually, what we are trying to recall from our Dictators Day this past week is when we actually used to elect a president, if we ever really did... I've come to the point where, well, my election strategy is not to vote. So distrustful am I of the system, of the voting machines, of Diebold, that I'm concerned that my vote will be counted for the candidate I oppose. I fear that I voted for George W. Bush in the last two elections unwittingly, and I don't want to vote for insane McCain and bomb. Iran. So I think I just may pass. I recall a more innocent time when we had democracy instead of mockracy in this country. At least I can recall something. Huh? Modern day dictatorship seems to do something to the brain cells. Or is it all that meat eating or a combination thereof? George W. Bush. Meat eater. Dick Cheney, meat eater. Alberto Gonzalez, meat eater. Every member of Cons Grease, except for Dennis Kucinich, meat eater. And, a bunch of meat eaters look running your government, and look what you get, huh? And then they can't recall anything. You know, Gonzalez, I don't recall. What's torture? I never heard of Guantanamo. And what's domestic spying? I don't recall. What's an attorney general? I don't recall. Who's president? I don't recall. So, when this government recalls something, it's a really big deal. And, you know, there was the really big meat recall that happened. 143 million pounds. 143 million pounds of barf, a beef recalled. What does that work out to? Do the math, multiply by four. What's that about? 572 million quarter pound flesh burgers? Huh? Oh, All of that gone to waste. That they could have been making kids obese, and all those pounds of flesh burgers. They could have had kids on the road to heart disease and cancer, and the kids could have had E. coli poisoning or perhaps mad cow disease. What a waste of all of those millions and millions of pounds of flesh, huh? By the way, if there is any proof of mad cow disease in the United States human population, all I can say is George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Alberto Gonzalez. I don't recall. Who am I? Dementia setting in, brain wasting. Those are the signs of mad cow disease. Those brain-wasting prions, all of those pounds being fed to school children, wasting their brains. No, it's not just video games that could be wasting your child's brain. It could actually be the meat from the school lunch program. It's really amazing, you know. And you've heard about that big meat recall from the United States government, and you know, you're wondering if the government is here to protect you. From NutriUSA, breaking news, industry concerns follow massive U.S. beef recall. It says here the largest meat recall in U.S. history has reignited fears that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is not taking adequate measures to ensure the safety of the nation's meat supply. And I ask, what safety? If 80 to 90% of disease is caused by meat and dairy consumption in this country, and again, I just refer you to the archive, T. Colin Campbell, on this radio program. Go to the website, goveganradio.com. 80 to 90% of disease in this country caused by meat and dairy. So where is the safety of meat? The safety of meat lies in not eating it, you know? So anyway, you had all that meat, 143 million pounds of raw and frozen beef products from the Hallmark Westland Meatpacking Company. They were investigated, the undercover investigation by the Humane Society of the United States, with the video footage you've seen of plant employees mistreating cattle. And you know, this really isn't about, you know, mistreating animals at the slaughterhouse. You know, I talked to a friend of mine. He said, you know, it is a slaughterhouse. What do you expect? I mean, the end result there is animals are hanged by one leg as they go along the disassembly line. They're skinned, they're dismembered, often while fully conscious. And this isn't about that. This is also a health issue concerning eating crippled cattle, increasing the risk of human exposure to mad cow disease or pathogens such as E. coli. And you saw the video. Workers are kicking the cows. They're ramming them with forklift trucks to try to get them to walk. Let's see here. It said the quote, "This recall is the result of a terrible failure of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's mandate since 1906 to ensure that sick animals are not slaughtered for human food," said Caroline Smith DeWall, food safety director at the Center for Science in the Public Interest. The inspection service also found that the company did not consistently contact its public health veterinarian when cattle became non-ambulatory after passing antemortem inspection. That doesn't comply with regulations either. You know why the animals can't walk? They're really depleted of calcium. First of all, the cows are, after they give birth, they're impregnated again, so they're pregnant while lactating, and they lose the calcium in their cycles of feeding their children, and they can't walk. They all become hamburger eventually. Since the end of January, the USDA has had a hold on products, and this is from the National School Lunch Program, the Emergency Food Assistance Program, and the Food Assistance Program on Indian Reservations. That's where all of this unhealthy food goes, it's really a disgrace. And off to 36 states. Were your kids fed the recalled beef? Well, for a list of state agencies that can tell you if they were, you can go to inslide.com/agencies. That's inslide, inslide.com/agencies to see if you're fed and if your kids ate the recalled beef. Mad cow disease may not show for years. It's a dormant disease and is always fatal and could result from one bite of an infected burger. So it's veggie burgers from now on, right, for the kids. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I'm glad you're listening, and I invite you to support this program with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com. Please do so. or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. We need your help. It costs $4,500 every week to buy the airtime from the radio stations to air Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat Stinks.
Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice. The same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three barrier locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com. The cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco-10-6. Also order from veganessentials.com. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we are the planet's first commercial vegan radio program on a major network. We've been on Air America the past 6 months and now are transforming into the Green Radio Network. Go Vegan with Bob Linden being heard in New York City on WWRL starting March 2nd on Sundays in the 5 p.m. hour. And in Los Angeles, we're supposed to be on 4 o'clock Saturday afternoons, but some sports preemptions have been happening. We may not be able to adopt that regular schedule until April, but we are on the weekend in L.A. I don't know. We record the program a few days in advance, so I don't know if we're on this Saturday or Sunday. And if today is Saturday and you're hearing us on KTLK in Los Angeles, if today is Saturday, February 23rd, that would mean tomorrow is Free Spay Day 2008. Dogs and domestic and feral cats can be spayed or neutered for free in the animal shelter San Pedro, Studio City, West Valley, South LA, and North Central. Feral cats are neutered at North Central only. Let me give you a phone number. It's 310-831-0222. And the website is spaydayla.com, spaydayla.com, so that you can reserve your totally free spaying or neutering of your companion animal. And if you don't get it done this time, I believe there will be some happening in the near future. Today, could be happening today. We maybe played Sunday. I don't know, in L.A. We are on in Miami on WINZ, 940 a.m., Saturday mornings at 9. And Seattle, we expect to be starting shortly on KPTK 1090, and that should be Saturdays at 9 p.m. I do ask that you support this program with a tax-deductible donation. You see all the fund drives going on right now, and you have KPFK in Los Angeles trying to raise about $1,100,000, and KPFA in Northern California trying to raise about $900,000. Yet those programs, those stations, don't run animal liberation programming, vegan programming, programs related to the environment and meat and dairy. So actually, they seem to be censors at the moment, and a lot of people have told me that they're going to divert some of their donations from those stations to Go Vegan Radio. And please do that. It's really expensive. It's $4,500 every week to put this together. In L.A., it's $1,500 every week. It would be great if 15 people came through with a $100 donation. In Miami, the same thing. Can we get 10 people with a $100 donation to help support being on WINZ? Can we get 20 people at $50 each, please? And you can donate online at goveganradio.com. It's tax deductible, as Go Vegan Radio is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. We were talking about the school lunch program, where the U.S. government seems to dump most of the inedible body parts, and as we see with that major recall, one of the undercover activists with the Humane Society of the United States was at the Chino plant, and he wore a hidden camera. He said federal inspectors were lax in conducting the screening for non-ambulatory cattle. The screening requires that cows walk from one pen to the next and back to prove that they're not sick or immobile. And, quote, it would take two or three of us to get the cow to stand in front of the inspector on wobbly legs, and he would say, "That's fine," said one activist who said such incidents happened about once a week during his 6 weeks at the plant. You know, they're claiming, oh, well, maybe these millions of pounds of barf, I mean, beef didn't make it into the, weren't eaten, but it's over the last couple of years here. So chances are, we look at the hazards of the school lunch program. This coming from Good Medicine, the magazine from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. It says, getting to the root of the problem, established in 1946 by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the National School Lunch Program is one of five federally funded child nutrition programs that provide meals, snacks, and other food to children. The $8 billion program serves approximately 30 million lunches a day in about 100,000 schools. Schools participating in the program receive cash subsidies and commodity foods for each meal served, and bonus commodities as they are available from agricultural surplus. In return, schools must serve lunches that meet federal nutrition requirements, which require that meals contain no more than 30% of calories from fat and no more than 10% of calories from saturated fat. At least that's what's supposed to happen. In reality, many food service directors find themselves serving sausage pizza, Salisbury steak, and cheeseburgers. The result is that 80% of schools violate the USDA's limits on fat in their foods. So what's going on? Part of the problem is the USDA's commodity system, purchasing hundreds of millions of pounds of beef and other animal products as a means of removing surpluses and boosting agricultural profits. It then dumps these products on schools, and this system makes it hard for food service directors to choose healthier foods when chicken nuggets and hot dogs are essentially free. A second problem is subsidies. Between 1995 and 2004, nearly three-quarters of the entire U.S. expenditure for agricultural subsidies, $62 billion, went to feed crops and direct aid supporting meat and dairy production. Less than 1% went to subsidizing fruit and vegetable production. As a result, meat and dairy products are less expensive to produce, giving them an edge in the marketplace, and we are shoving them down our kids' throats, and they're swallowing it, and we see an epidemic of obesity and diabetes and the coming heart disease. We see heart disease showing at ages 4 and 5 now in children, and all as a result of eating what's not food. I mean, you know, flesh is not food. Perhaps now's the time to consider getting meat out of your diet. And the Great American Meat Out comes up the first day of spring, as it does every year. Get active for animals this March, and you can go to meatout.org or call 800-MEAT-OUT. And perhaps you would like to put together an event for a Great American Meat Out, and materials can be provided to you. There's an online events directory, and we promote vegetarian eating at that time of year. This was launched in 1985, the Great American Meat Out, grown to become the world's largest annual diet education campaign on or around the first day of spring. Now it takes place in all 50 states and 24 other countries. So please get involved. Go to meatout.org or 800-MEAT-OUT. We need to get meat out of the schools, meat off of our plates. Anywhere you travel around the known universe, by the way, you're close to a vegan restaurant or a natural food store, check out the website happycow.net, happycow.net. Wherever you are, if you're traveling, just before you take your trip, you'll know you'll be close to a good vegan restaurant. So, again, I must ask that you support this program with a tax-deductible donation. You can do so at goveganradio.com, goveganradio.com, or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147, part of the Green Radio Network. Oh, check out that website, greenradionetwork.org. And we're developing other programs. Perhaps you're involved with an organization that wants to produce a radio show. Contact me, bob@goveganradio.com, bob@goveganradio.com. Perhaps we can develop your program if you are environmentally conscious. And, you know, what's more green than going vegan? What's more environmentally conscious? This is the green diet. It's the eco diet. So go vegan for the environment. You know, meat eating causes global warming, deforestation, water pollution, all the bad things. So go vegan. and help us save the world. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Remember, this is a bribocracy. Free speech is expensive. We have to buy the airtime from radio stations around the country. Now as part of the Green Radio Network. It costs close to $4,500. I can hardly say it. I don't even want to think about it. Yes, $4,500 on a weekly basis to pay for the airtime. So if you're involved with products that are vegan and cruelty-free, perhaps you should become a sponsor of Go Vegan Radio. You can call me, 818-623-6477, or email bob@goveganradio.com. And we are most appreciative of our sponsors on the program, Earth Island, who gives us Veganaise. That's the alternative to mayonnaise with animal products. Actually, beat Hellman's or Best Foods in a taste test, Veganaise, and that's from Follow Your Heart, who gives us vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. And coming out in just weeks from now, you're going to get vegan cream cheese and vegan sour cream from Follow Your Heart. We appreciate the support of our sponsors, Vegan Essentials, veganessentials.com, Lotus Foods, and Nutru, giving us Omega Zen 3, which is the vegan alternative for your essential fatty acids, V-Dog, Truly Vegan Restaurant in Hollywood, Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills, Vegetarian House Restaurant in San Jose, Sublime Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. Also, Sunshine Burger. Thanks for support from Sunshine Burger, Supreme Master TV. And Farm Fresh to You, delivering organic produce throughout the Bay Area. And you get an extra special discount if you use the promo code 4250 when ordering from farmfreshtoyou.com. Last week, did I call Peaceful Prairie Sanctuary Peaceful Pasture? I didn't mean to do that last week on the show when I had Michelle Ali Grubb on. Also, in passing, I mentioned that Wolfgang Puck seems to be a hero to the animal rights movement, but not really. I'm in the process, you know, his restaurant, Spago, and the city of Beverly Hills conspired to violate the constitutional rights of protesters there on a Mother's Day a couple of years back, protesting against veal and foie gras. You know, I just saw a video of Wolfgang Puck, and he's talking about how he's no longer serving foie gras, but, oh, nobody would come to the restaurant if he didn't have a replacement, so he's using chicken livers to replace the foie gras pate. So not really the hero to the animal rights movement that he's made out to be. Some changes have been made at the restaurants, but, you know, so it's things are less atrocious, but still a mass killer of animals. The real chefs who are heroes to the animal rights movement are the vegan chefs. So please patronize a vegan restaurant near you, okay? Stanford University is having a program in ethics in society and having a number of speakers, including Michael Pollan, In Defense of Food, The Omnivore's Solution. He will be at Stanford on March 3rd. Also, films involved with that. So this is information that's gone around through South Bay Veggies at yahoogroups.com. So information on that coming up at Stanford. Also, in San Francisco, vegan dinner every Wednesday, 7 p.m., sponsored by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society and Wellness Central at the Lobro Center, 1844 Broderick Street near California Street, followed by a lively wellness discussion. And again, those are Wednesdays. happening now through March 26th, and they are free. So you can go to sfvs.org for information on that. And from lifestyle news here, Canadian environmental guru says jail politicians who deny climate change. And from lifesitenews.com, it says there are very few Canadians who would not immediately recognize the face of David Suzuki, Canada's environmentalist extraordinaire. In Canada, the name of Suzuki is almost synonymous with environmentalism, with his fame and reputation having been solidified by years of successful lecturing, activism, and internationally syndicated television programs, including the famous The Nature of Things. He is often described with the words prophet or guru and widely hailed for his wisdom, and besides having been awarded the highest award possible for a Canadian citizen, the Order of Canada, he has been the recipient of 22 honorary degrees. So when Suzuki speaks, Canada listens. And just recently, it seems that he was calling for the imprisonment of politicians who deny climate change. Suzuki made the remarks during a speech at McGill University. He said, "What I would challenge you to do," quoting him here, "is to put a lot of effort into trying to see whether there's a legal way of throwing our so-called leaders into jail, because what they're doing is a criminal act. It's an intergenerational crime in the face of all the knowledge and science from over 20 years. So if Suzuki is calling for the politicians to be thrown in jail, well, indirectly, perhaps he's calling for the producers of meat and dairy to be thrown into jail, because that is one of the main causes of global warming. You can reduce carbon emissions more by going vegan than by driving a Prius. And, you know, the critical carbon gases turn out to be methane, which is has 20 times the more greenhouse capacity of carbon, and nitrous oxide, which has over 200 times the greenhouse capacity of carbon, and those from animal agriculture. So I say, yes, let's jail the politicians who are ignoring climate change, and let's also jail the ones who are causing the climate change, those producing the meat and the dairy. It's being urged, and this from the Press Association, it's being urged that we discontinue animal transportation. This is a big problem. Thousands of animals are suffering appalling conditions as they're transported live over long distances to slaughter, leading animal welfare charities said as they launched a global campaign to end the trade. Undercover film footage of the cruel and unnecessary journeys that the animals are taking were released by the RSPCA, the World Society for the Protection of Animals, and others, saying, well, these highlighted journeys, thousands of miles by road and sea, including sheep transported from Australia to the Middle East, cattle from Brazil to Lebanon, horses from Spain to Italy, and pigs from Canada to Hawaii under horrendous conditions. And, you know, sometimes things happen, unexpected results. Horses that were spared in the U.S. face death across the border. Now what's happening as the horse slaughterhouses were discontinued in the United States, the horses are being shipped long distances to Mexico to be executed. So, you know, the repercussions of things that we think will have good results. It's like years ago we fought against steel leg hold traps in California, and now snares are being used, which may even be worse than the leg hold trap. So we have to be concerned about the repercussions of our actions. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and I appreciate your listening. And I ask that you support this radio program with a tax-deductible donation. You can donate online at goveganradio.com, goveganradio.com. Programs are archived there, and you'll find the podcast also. Or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. We really need your help. The animals certainly need your help. So please do it. The show can't be on without your support. And also, please patronize the sponsors who support this program. And you can see them also at goveganradio.com. I want to thank you for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. The Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. The Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. The Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at the-dogfood.com. The-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Berea locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. featuring about 200 menu items. See them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
All right, we continue now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. The program you support, this is listener-supported, and you support this program with your donation at GoVeganRadio.com. It's tax-deductible, as Go Vegan Radio is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. It costs us $4,500 every week for us to have this program on, so there's a voice for compassion for animals, environmental sustainability, and improved human health. Wow, did I print this out from USA Today in the smallest possible font? It says three U.S. agencies are aiming to end animal testing. This was from Elizabeth Wise in USA Today. It says, an ambitious program announced recently by a coalition of government agencies could lead to the end of animal testing to evaluate the safety of new chemicals and drugs. It says, this is the beginning of the end for animal testing. We think the conversion process will take about 10 years. The sooner the better. The agencies acknowledge that full implementation of the shift in toxicity testing could take years because it will require scientific validation of the new approaches, even though the old approaches have no scientific validation. Anyway, it says, using human cells grown in test tubes and computer-driven testing machines, the scientists will eventually examine potentially toxic compounds in the lab rather than injecting them into mice and rats and rabbits and waiting to see if the animals die. The EPA has already begun evaluating 300 chemicals using the new methods. The first phase should be finished this year, says Robert Kavlock, director of the National Center for Computational Toxicology. Thousands of chemicals can be tested at one time in this way, a great advance over slow, expensive animal testing. It's done in a 3-by-5-inch glass tray with 1,536 tiny wells, each a fraction of a millimeter across, says Christopher Austin, director of NIH's Chemical Genomics Center. A few hundred human cells grown in a test tube go into each well, then guided by a computer, the testing machine drips a different chemical into each well. After some time has passed, the machine shines a laser through the each well to see how many cells remain. A computer analyzes the toxicity of each compound based on how the cells react. For comparison, it's taken the EPA 30 years to rigorously test 2,500 potentially toxic compounds, says Elias Zerhouni, director of the National Institutes of Health. So this looks like a wonderful improvement on the way. Meantime, PETA has named the 10 worst CEOs for animals in laboratories. And they go from number 10, the Pfizer CEO, Jeffrey Kindler. Number 9, the Jackson Laboratory CEO, Richard Wachuk. Number 8, Novartis Corporation CEO, Paolo Costa. Number 7 would be Boehringer, Ingelheim Corporation President, Rich Pilnick. It goes on and on here. We have number 6, we have Shin Nippon Biomedical Laboratories USA CEO, Ryochi Nagata. Number 5, Huntington Life Sciences CEO Andrew Baker. Number 4, Merck CEO Richard Clark. 3, Wyeth CEO Robert Essner. Number 2, Charles River Laboratory CEO James Foster. And number 1, Covance CEO Joseph Herring. All responsible for horrible torture of animals in laboratories. All fraudulent science. Studies reveal pesticides from foods in children's bodies. This coming from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. The government promises to rid the nation's food supply of brain-damaging pesticides, but not doing the job, as a result of a study shows. When the same children ate organic fruits, vegetables, and juices, signs of the pesticides were not found. So this is quite amazing here. A peer-reviewed study found the urine and saliva of children eating a variety of conventional foods from area groceries contained biological markers of organophosphates, the family of pesticides spawned by the creation of nerve gas agents in World War II. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good dietary supplement to me, huh? And so it says here, quote, once you switch from conventional food to organic, the pesticides, malathion and chloropyrifos, I believe, that we can measure in the urine. So once you switch from conventional food to organic, the pesticides that we can measure in the urine disappear. The level returns immediately when you go back to the conventional diets, said Liu, a professor at Emory University's School of Public Health and the leading authority on pesticides and children. So there you have important information on eating organic for your children. Okay. Bob Barker gave a gift that launched the first animal ethics course at a university. It's at Drury in Missouri. From the news leader there, it says $1 million endowment from game show host legend, game show legend Bob Barker will establish the country's first undergraduate course on animal ethics at Drury University. Before a standing room only crowd of students and faculty, as well as several dozen dogs and a few cats, Barker handed over a check to Drury president Todd Parnell a couple of weeks back. The money, Parnell said, will give Drury students the means to an education dominated by the most prestigious universities in the country. Several law schools, including those at Harvard and Stanford, have also received gifts from Barker to fund the study of animal rights. So Barker said, it's going to be interesting for you, telling the students, my hope is that the model is duplicated across the country. Bob Barker, big animal rights activist. So establishing that. PETA is opposing a tribute to fried chicken. Huh? Frankfort, Kentucky, animal rights advocates are squawking at a measure that would make fried chicken Kentucky's official picnic food. State Representative Charles Seiler is sponsoring legislation to assign the designation to KFC's Finger Lickin' Good Chicken, first served by Colonel Harlan Sanders in 1940. The late Colonel's fried chicken deserves the title, it says, because of the worldwide attention and economic benefit it has brought to the state, Seiler said. People for the ethical treatment of animals bristles at the idea and claims that the chickens KFC serves are abused and tortured, and that is Kentucky Fried Sicken. No reason to make heroes out of Kentucky Fried Sicken. Well, gee, are we just about running out of time here? It's time flies when you're having fun, huh? And we have fun on the green diet, because we're not abusing any animals when we eat green, when we do the eco diet, when we go vegan. And I hope you will consider going vegan also. You know, there were several health violations discovered at a Redwood Shores hotel recently that may have contributed to a small outbreak. It sickened dozens of people there. This happened, people attending Redwood City San Mateo County Chamber of Commerce event. However, the people who ate the vegetarian option were not sickened. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I want to thank you for listening. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. You can do so at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475414, San Francisco 94147. So how much time left? We have just about out of time. We're out of here, so I talk to you next week. Check out greenradionetwork.org and goveganradio.com. Programs archived, and make a donation there. Thanks for listening.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com.